I'm Vicky Merrick. We have the local food report coming up now with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns to make lemon curd from a cook in Wellfleet.
I love lemon curd. I always buy the sweet, creamy spread when I see it at farmers markets or specialty shops. And a few years ago, I even bought a Meyer lemon tree in hopes of one day making my own hyper-local version. In the summer, the tree lives outside. But right now, it's in my living room, in front of a sunny glass door. And this year, for the first time since I brought it home, my Meyer lemon tree has fruit on it that's getting ripe. For help with a lemon curd recipe, I turned to my friend Kim Skopich of Lola's Local Food Lab in Wellfleet. She makes a killer lemon curd. And she says the key is in understanding the science.
So there's a million recipes for lemon curd, and they all vary in the amounts of these same four basic ingredients. Eggs, lemon juice and zest, sugar, and butter.
In case you've never tried lemon curd, it's a thick, creamy spread traditionally served on toast. The texture comes from a chemical reaction that happens when you warm up the eggs.
So eggs are full of strands of protein, and at room temperature, they're curled up tightly and they're separated from each other. And as they heat up, the protein strands relax and unfold and they begin to bump into each other. And in doing so, they begin to link up, capturing the liquid that's present in an egg, and that's what coagulation is.
If you've ever tried to temper eggs for a custard, you know that producing perfect coagulation can be tricky. Egg whites start to set at about 150 degrees. At 160, they're firm, and if you get over 180, they can curdle. How firm the finished lemon curd is depends on how many eggs your recipe calls for.
Some call for whole eggs, some call for only egg yolks, some call for a combination of the two. Curds made with yolks only have a much stiffer custard and a very deep, richer flavor. Curds made with whole eggs are lighter, the set is softer, and the flavor is more intensely of the fruit. I use whole eggs. So I think the most important thing is to use farm-fresh eggs, especially if they haven't been, if you get them really fresh and they haven't been refrigerated yet, because once they go in the refrigerator, the proteins tighten even more. So you add the eggs to a half a cup of sugar. And then you add half a cup of fresh squeezed lemon juice.
Kim says you need about 4 Meyer lemons to get a half cup of juice. She likes their flavor best because it's sweeter than a traditional lemon. And she says they also have a deep yellow color, which along with the bright yellow yolks of local eggs, makes for an exceptionally nice looking curd.
Then you whisk it. And you really want to make sure that the egg yolks get broken up. And that this mixture is really smooth. Okay. So we're going to add this to the heat now. You're going to have a double boiler going with water that's boiling. You'll set a pan that doesn't touch the water, and you just begin to whisk.
This part requires some patience. It doesn't take too long for the eggs to thicken. The time on my recording from the section I called Move to Stove to Begin to See Chemical Reaction is just under 4 minutes. The butter melts, steam starts to rise around the edges of the pot, and what was liquid starts to get some viscosity and a nice glossy sheen. By the time we get to 6 minutes, things are happening fast.
You can really see that it's starting to set and thicken. And you can see the steam rising now off of it. See, look, how isn't that like incredible? Look at that.
And there are bubbles forming.
Just slightly, and then you take it off the heat. Now, once it starts to cool, it'll firm up a little bit. You can already see it's starting to, I mean, it's hot right now. We'd probably burn our mouths if we sampled it, but.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Like, that is perfect.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the right balance, really, of eggs, and it's still tart.
I mean, it's very tart.
So, yeah, for the holidays, you could use this to fill little tart shells. You can make lemon drop cookies, but Like, why go to all that other work? In like 10 minutes, you can make this luscious, creamy, wonderful, you know, chemical reaction. I mean, it's the science of it is so brilliant and beautiful.
Especially when you get it right. You can find a link to Kim Skopich's recipe for Meyer lemon curd on our website, along with her tips and tricks for adjusting the recipe to your taste. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online is a how-to on growing your own Meyer lemon tree, and Elspeth wants us to remind you that this is the best season for buying Meyer lemons in stores. So now is the time for making your own lemon curd. Also online at capeandislands.org is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.